The Fae held up the ring again, golden and carved with swirling ferns. Gaps between each tendril gave it a delicate, ethereal quality. On its face, a small, flat diamond was embedded, hardly bigger than a drop of rain.
"Don't you want to know what's so special about it?"
they asked. Saffron frowned. He finally attempted to pull his arm free, but the stranger clung too tightly. Exhaling through his nose, he just tried to keep his voice calm.
"It's a very beautiful ring," Saffron answered with the same polite smile before offering another lie.
"If you'll excuse me, my patron Fae is down by the river and probably wondering where I am."
"It's more than just a ring," they insisted, tugging Saffron back when he tried to escape. "It's enchanted. Don't you want to know what makes it so special? Come on, let me brag a little bit."
Saffron sighed, then smiled again in exasperation, turning fully to the Fae stranger once more. They smiled another beautiful smile of their own, taking one of Saffron's hands without warning and tucking the ring on his finger.
"This ring belongs to a prince. Some say whoever wears one like it gains the ability to compel any high Fae."
Saffron's breath caught, gazing down at the pretty circlet sparkling in the sunlight. He didn't realize his mouth hung open in shock until the Fae, still propping up Saffron's hand, surprised him again.
"At least, that's what I've heard. I've never been able to try it out for myself, since I don't have anyone I could trust not to use it against me cruelly. But, seeing how you've earned the trust of these pixies, I wonder if you're someone I could trust to help me too."
"What?" Saffron jumped. You want me to compel you?"
"That's right."
They offered another handsome smile, and that time it made Saffron's heart race.
"I would like to know if it works as intended, that's all. Before that, though, what's your name?"
Saffron gulped, touching the ring and turning it slightly to center the diamond on his finger. "My name is, Dewdrop."
"Dewdrop."
They smiled, but looked like they were hiding an insult behind it.
"It's nice to meet you, Dewdrop. My name is Sybil. When you enchant me, start with my name so the ring knows who you're influencing, all right?"
"What should I say?" Saffron asked, still unsure. A part of him swelled with curiosity, while another part of him wanted nothing more than to throw the ring back in the Fae's face and run screaming in the opposite direction. But then he heard Arrow's voice again, talking about the wild fruits, about how there were so few ways to control a high Fae. Could something as simple as a magic ring really be another option? And if Saffron found Arrow and told them about it, would they believe him and give up on finding the dangerous wild fruits altogether? If Saffron showed it to them, would they finally come home for good? Pressing his lips together, he adjusted the ring again. His jackrabbit urge returned to itch the back of his neck. He could definitely outrun a stuffy high Fae in heeled boots.
"Anything you like, I trust you enough."
The Fae in question kept smiling, taking a step back and extending their hands in invitation.
"It doesn't have to be anything big. I'll be able to tell if it works."
Saffron's brows furrowed, knowing he should pick an enchantment the Fae wouldn't be able to fake. Looking the stranger up and down again, Saffron's eyes lingered on the long, beautiful braid, the color of raven feathers, draping over one shoulder. Clearly well taken care of, grown out over decades, cherished enough that the owner meticulously checked it repeatedly for pieces of grass to pluck out. Biting his lip, Saffron carefully removed the short foraging knife from his back pocket.
"Sybil, I want you to cut off the very bottom of your braid,"